piece of good news, the IRS answered twice as many phone calls from customers this tax filing season as it managed to do last year, and wait times on the IRS customer service hotline, they were cut in half. The agency says extra funding from Congress was one main reason behind that performance improvement. Now the bad news. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco says that funding might not be there next year. Nicole, what's going on now?
So the IRS did much better improving their customer service wait times and just the overall number of calls that they managed to answer during the 2016 tax filing season. So like you mentioned, you know, they pretty much doubled the number of calls. So they answered 73% of phone calls to their customer service hotline. That's compared to 37% last year. Again, they cut the wait times in half. They went from an average of 23 minutes waiting on the phone to 11 minutes. And to do all of this, they hired more customer service reps. Now, they hire them temporarily to address the issues with the tax filing season. And IRS Commissioner John Koskinen has pretty much attributed the success to the extra $290 million it got from Congress last year, as considering, you know, their budget has been cut by about $1 billion over the past five to six years. And so just this extra $290 million, Koskinen says, was a big help.
And that money had been given by Congress for the specific purpose of improving customer service?
Exactly. So they gave, Congress gave the IRS $290 million specifically for customer service improvement, but also to address cybersecurity issues and fraud protection and prevention measures that they wanted to implement at the agency. I should mention that all of this is from the National Taxpayer Advocate's mid-year report to Congress. And she, Nina Olson, compiled that report based off of a number of different public forums that she held with taxpayers and members of Congress throughout the year just to hear about their issues with working with the IRS.
Well, you can always count on Nina Olson for tough love of the IRS. She supports them but also chides them when they need chiding. And so that interesting report. We enjoy those reports because they're detailed and they're objective about the IRS.
Right.
And so wasn't there some controversy over whether all of the money spent on customer service was from those funds that had been designated by Congress? And Koskinen was questioned, I think, earlier this year about whether he had used all the money precisely the way that Congress intended.
I think there were a few questions about that, but ultimately at the end of the day, I know that Koskinen's response has been that our plan at the IRS is to show Congress what we can do with $290 million extra dollars that you haven't given us in previous years. And for him, this, you know, increase in the number of calls that they're answering and the wait times that they've cut down, this is a success for his point.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, and that brings us to the 2017 Financial Services and General Government Act. And it's not looking so rosy, is it?
Right. So the House passed that bill already, and it cuts the IRS budget by $236 million for fiscal 2017.
Almost amount that they got last year pulled back.
Exactly. And Koskinen has said that that budget cut would pretty much undo any progress that they've made. Again, we'll point out, he's pointed out in the past that while they had the $290 million for extra customer service and they hired those extra customer service reps, that was only for the tax filing season. So those numbers are going to go down throughout the year. Again, this bill cuts the IRS budget, you know, pretty much by the amount of money that they gave them last year. Now, there is an option for that additional $290 million. Again, has to be used specifically for customer service, for cyber improvements, for fraud prevention and protection measures. But still, the House wants to cut their budget. They also want to do a few other things that would impact IRS employees. There are provisions in that bill that says that the IRS cannot give out bonuses to their employees and managers. There's also bans on rehiring former IRS employees back unless they go through a pretty extensive tax compliance assessment and also a conduct assessment. Those are issues that members of Congress have brought up before.
Does that include even the part-time people that helped them so much last year?
That actually was unclear to me. I believe that they tried to hire back some of those part-time workers often. So that is unclear to me. I think it is only full-time employees.
And what about the Senate? Are they in sync with the House on the budgeting?
So not quite. The Senate version pretty much holds the IRS funding at the exact same levels that they got this past year.
Including the 290.
Including the 290. However, I think Koskinen's point is that, you know, he's tried to say time and again, look what we can do if you just give us a little bit more. And the House, it appears, isn't buying it.
Wow. So I guess maybe this is all tied up with other issues, not connected with customer service, but with Congress's or some members' unhappiness with the IRS over a lot of other issues. There is that impeachment proceeding that's kind of at a standstill at this point in the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform.
Right. It's unclear what will happen with that. I think legal experts have told that committee that they really need to have a strong legal standing, and it might not necessarily be there to impeach the commissioner. But yeah, I mean, the IRS has been time and again in the news, and Congress has not been happy with it. At the same time, they're trying to do a lot to improve the agency for the next 5 years, and they have a plan to do so. It's called the Future State Program. And the National Taxpayer Advocate actually has been very critical of this plan, and she addressed that as well in her mid-year report.
Yes, what did she say about it?
So her big criticism is that while the IRS wants to get rid of a lot of these in-person, on-the-phone services that we just actually talked about, the IRS wants to get rid of a lot of them to save money because it has to, essentially. And her argument is that it shouldn't just necessarily cut some of these services down, especially, you know, when working with maybe older taxpayers, people that don't have access to internet. Some of her, one point that I thought was interesting that she pointed out was the IRS has expected to eliminate its service at the taxpayer assistance centers. So essentially, you could go to a center and work with a member of the IRS to resolve some of your questions. They're piloting a program that would essentially have taxpayers schedule in advance those appointments at those centers. And under the pilot program, it didn't work out so well. 20% of taxpayers waited between 13 and 41 days to get an appointment. This is all according to Nina Olson.
There goes your whole tax season at that point.
Right, right. And about 5% of taxpayers waited more than 41 days. So her point is that these pilots aren't working so well. So that's one of her big concerns.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can read her story at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.